What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
What a week on the ride home. Do you remember back on Monday when we played Tell Me The Time? Harry Potter, The Sorcerer's Stone came out. Lord of the Rings came out. Shrek came out in cinemas as well. iTunes was released. Deb from Goolwa, Tell Me The Time. What year do you think it was?
1999.
Ooh, not quite.
2003.
Oh, no, come back a little.
2001.
Hey, there it is. Also on Monday, the Home Quarantine SA program started. The Adelaide Oval announced it was the location for two qualifying finals. And we heard about Mississippi reporting multiple patients taking anti-parasitic drugs designed for livestock in their hope to cure COVID-19. Prompting the tweet, "You are not a horse, you are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." Just in case we've got the same issue here, let's clear this up. Have a little look down at your feet. Have you got hooves?
Yeah, I didn't think so. So don't take the livestock medication.
Tuesday rolled around and Harndorf Handmade Handcraft Handpicked was announced for September. It was also Chicken Tuesday. I mean, you've got it right, but who's got it right? Who am I speaking with?
Taylor Bashby from Victor Harbour.
Oh, well, you got it absolutely right. That's Leave Before You Love Me. Did it take you a minute?
Yeah. No, I get it. The truth comes out.
And we heard the story of a mum who hadn't passed her driver's test after 1,000 lessons. I respect the determination, but if you're still passing out behind the wheel after 30 years, just get a bus pass.
You'll be in the grave before you're behind the wheel.
On Wednesday, SA Health opened up COVID-19 vaccine bookings for 12 to 15-year-olds based on Kangaroo Island. We heard about the skateboard made with Tony Hawk's blood. You could have owned one of the 100 made for just shy of $700 Australian, but unfortunately, they have already sold out. Don't worry, though. Wasn't going to make your skating any better anyway. And it was Would You Rather Wednesday. Drink licorice-flavoured beer or eat beer-flavoured licorice? Your responses? Pretty much said neither. Lynn says none. Emma says yuck. For both, just yuck. Jeff says both taste crap, so neither. Grantley says ooh, very much ooh. And Dave's just given us three spewing emojis. Thursday rolled around. Mount Barker Council engaged a law firm to consider whether its decision to increase rates by 2% was reasonable, appropriate and lawful. We heard about a rude frog name. The scrotum frogs are officially called Lake Titicaca frogs. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Which one of those is worse? Scrotum or Titicaca? And came up with some less confusing restrictions for those vaccinated in New South Wales. September 13th, if you are unvaccinated, you can only eat gluten and dairy-free products. If you're vaccinated, you can eat whatever you like. Unless, of course, you're gluten or dairy intolerant, in which case, I suppose it sucks to be you. Which brings us to today, Friday, where the National Pharmacy's Christmas pageant announced they will go ahead with a COVID-safe event at Adelaide Oval November 13th. We heard about the Super Death roller coaster that got shut down. But look, as far as I'm concerned, if it's called Super Death and it's not actually killing people, it's all good. And that's why I'm not a safety regulator. And wrote that song, The Bliss Track, in 24 hours for David in Murray Bridge, all about Minecraft. And just when you feel like you've been playing forever, you'll open up a portal that takes you to the nether. Time to level up, get that lapis lazuli. You're gonna need it soon for kicking Ender Dragon booty. What a week. So much happened, and let's do it again if we can next week, yeah? From 2 to 6 here on The Ride Home weekdays on Power FM.